Jerry Jeudy's quarterback for the opener is Deshaun Watson. Todd Monken named Watson the Week 1 starter over Shedeur Sanders on Monday, calling the competition close, per Scott Petrak at Brown Zone. And for a receiver whose season depends on target volume, who is delivering those targets is the week's most consequential fact. Jeudy himself appears in no reporting in the entire window, no finale participation, no practice note, no injury listing. He is listed first among the six receivers on the initial 53 announced Sunday, per the team's announcement at clevelandbrowns.com. The room beneath that listing is where the movement was. Cedric Tillman, a former third-round pick, was waived Thursday, with Petrak citing injuries, inconsistency, a non-guaranteed salary, and writing that Tillman appeared the odd man out in the receiver room after Concepcion and Boston were drafted in the first two rounds in April. Both rookies are on the 53. Gage Larvadane, Luke Floria, and Cole Wilson were waived Sunday. And one entry pushed the other way. Petrak reported early in the week that Boston struggled when matched against starting corners Denzel Ward and Tyson Campbell after succeeding against backups. A couple of days of practice, one reporter watching, but the first reported check on one of the two rookies aimed at Jeudy's snaps. Isaiah Bond, meanwhile, was on Petrick's Saturday non-practice list with a concussion, and on the 53 a day later. That is an unresolved health situation, and we'll treat it as nothing else. The drop storyline this file has carried since early camp got no new evidence for a second straight week. No live targets means no drops and no clean catches either, and 2 weeks of no evidence is just no evidence. Back in June, we split Jeudy in two. The sticky half was target volume that never left him. The caveat was two drafted rookies aimed at his snaps. This week, both halves moved in opposite directions. The caveat gained a cut veteran as proof of intent, then gave a little back on a rough practice matchup, while the volume half stays untested until a rotation exists in a real game. No depth chart was published this window. A roster is not a rotation. We'll check in again as the opener approaches. Data via NFLverse.